Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. We are here at SAFE's Pilot Training Reform Symposium. It's the very first one. This is Amy Loboda. I am your host, and I have with me Mel Cintron, who is the head of General Aviation and Commercial Division, AFS 800, for the Federal Aviation Administration. Mel, thank you very much for talking with us today. Tell me why you felt it was important to be at this meeting.
Well, I think this meeting is a gathering of professionals that are the folks that can really have a huge impact in assisting us and in working together in a collaborative manner to transform general aviation safety for this country, which is part of our goal in our five-year strategic plan, as was put out by the administrator during media roundtable about a month ago. So this is one critical step, and this community itself has so much that it can do in transforming general aviation safety and the culture. And I'm not saying that there's a bad culture there. What we're saying is that we can all improve, that the system can improve. And we're trying to work together with the community to make sure that we are not just creating rules and these kinds of things, but that we're actually reaching out in a collaborative manner, saying, okay, what things can be improved? What's really working? What's not working? Why are we still having this many accidents year after year? Why aren't we bringing this down in a very significant manner? And I think doing these outreach with these communities is going to get us to where we need to go. So for me, it's a tremendous pleasure to be here. It's a tremendous pleasure to be part of the first, initiating this like this. And I am just so pleased at what I have seen and heard so far. Yeah, since yesterday, and I know I'm going to hear some great things today, and I'm looking forward to a lot of the recommendations that are going to be coming out of this group.
Well, that's exactly what this symposium was supposed to be, is almost like a think tank. And when you look around the room, I think what you're seeing is really the cream of the crop in terms of people with a passion for general aviation and a desire to see it continue. Some of the statistics that were put up there yesterday were downright depressing in terms of not just a stagnant safety record on the GA side, but also a declining pilot population. Is that something that your division is interested in tackling? There were a lot of discussions yesterday about why people were not gravitating to GA anymore.
Yeah, you know, this is a concern, although you say, well, you know, the FAA is really more about being the regulator, assuring for, you know, being the steward of public safety and things like this. But there is a safety aspect, a negative safety aspect to not having the qualified people available, to not having folks that are coming in and being able to take over some of the positions as people leave, as the needs arise, so that we have very competent and qualified personnel in the works already. So this decline is a troubling trend, you know, and I think that we all need to work together to try to improve that.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here on FAA's Managing Safety, and we'll be right back with Mel Cintron.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Loboda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. We're here at the Society of Flight Educators First Pilot Training Symposium in Atlanta. I have with me the head of the General Aviation and Commercial Division, Mel Cintron. Mel, you've been in this job how long now?
I've been in the job seems a little longer than this, probably about a year and three quarters almost. So, and I'm very very happy to have taken on this challenge, and trust me, it is.
And it is a challenge. You're absolutely right. You have come along at a time when aviation really needs to re-examine what it is in the U.S. There's a lot of troubling trends, as we were just talking about, and there is a strong desire to reverse them. Your office, though, is key first safety. Is that right?
Yes, for safety. We have responsibility, for example, FAR 61, 91, 141, the flight schools, the certification of the airmen, these kinds of things.
So you're key in any kinds of changes to the regulations that might make it more pilot-friendly? In terms of people wanting to come into, I mean, one of the reasons they invited you here, quite frankly, is because they want to change how we train in the future, correct?
Right, and I'm hearing some very good suggestions. There's a certain reality with creating new regulations. It is cumbersome. It does take quite a bit of time, but, you know, we are open to the task and the challenge, even within the limited resources. And obviously, everybody understands the budget constraints that all of us are going through these days, but it's not something that we're going to use as an excuse to not do anything. We are here to see what are those things that we can do.
Excellent, excellent. So you go home from this. What's the first take home you've got back to 800 Independence in Washington?
Well, one of the first things for me, and it's always in my mind, and people say, why do you say that in public forums? Because I say, hold me accountable to working together. Hold me accountable to having those deliverables done that are within our controls to do. So my first take home is going to be the review of the recommendations that I expect will come out of this, so that we can go ahead and prioritize them. Go ahead and try to be responsive to the industry. And those things that we can do, we will do. And I expect to be held accountable to that.
Excellent, excellent. So where do people go to find out more information about your division?
Well, you know, they can go to the FAA website, faa.gov, and also faasafety.gov, which is
the WINGS program and all that kind of stuff. Yes. Faasafety.gov is wonderful.
Yeah, so, and we're looking to, you know, streamline that even a little more to make it more user-friendly. But FAASafety.gov, if you go into the different organizations that are under flight standards, you'll see us. And, we're hoping that we can be a positive catalyst for the changes that we're looking to see to not only increase the pilot resources in our country, but also to transform the safety culture in this country to a stronger culture of professionalism, a culture of where each pilot that goes out there, be it an instructor or pilot, has that self-check of, am I doing the right things? Is this flight okay? Am I physically prepared? Am I mentally prepared? All these things that contribute to having a safe flight.
Excellent, excellent. Mel Cintron, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk with us here on FAA's Managing Safety Podcast, and enjoy the rest of your day here at the symposium.
Thank you very much. Pleasure always.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.